We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, everyone. We all know the big story that continues, and it's a two-front thing. It's the battle at the border, and then it's a continuing government partial shutdown around that. And sadly, we touched upon this today, the Coast Guard, and we have a big Coast Guard unit in Cape May, at least, that I know of, is starting to be dramatically affected by this negatively. So I was looking at this today and thinking, you know, how do we make people aware of this? How do we see what can be done vis-a-vis the Coast Guard? And friends in South Jersey, Tom Crone and others that I rely on, told me about Joe Reed from Coast Guard. He's from Coast Guard Reserve from 68 to 74, but he's got a handle on what's going on with this and what kind of things the public might think about. Joe Reed joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Don. Thank you.
Well, Joe, there are about what? Are there 500 men and women that are in the Coast Guard in Cape May? It's a pretty big outlet there, right?
Well, it's about 503 dependents that are down there in the Coast Guard. I frankly don't know what the Coast Guard's personnel. I guess there's probably at least 500, maybe pushing 1,000 of them. There's Coast Guard personnel that maintain a base, and that's the basic training facility for the Coast Guard throughout the nation. Everyone that joins the Coast Guard goes to Cape May for basic training. So there's probably a couple thousand people on there. The concern are the families, the dependents of the Coast Guard, that they're not going to be – Coast Guard's not going to be paid. Their next payday is the 15th. They expect – they've not been told officially, but they're pretty confident – that they're not going to be paid on the 15th. The problem with that is we all know that our service members, no matter what part of the government they report to, they're not the highest paid people on the face of the earth, sadly. So one paycheck loss to members of the Coast Guard, especially the lower-ranked members, is financially pretty devastating.
Mm-hmm. So is the fix technically now long-term, and Congress should do this now, if that's what it is, to be included in the Department of Defense versus to be under Homeland Security?
Well, the Coast Guard could probably address that better than I, but I can tell you when I was in, we never had a problem like this, and we reported to with the Department of Defense back then. Yeah, the Department of Defense back then at 65. So we never had a problem with getting paid at all. It was, if we knew for absolute certainty on payday, we were going to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now apparently that's not true. And I got to tell you, when I found out about this, I made some phone calls and was able to come up with close to $1,000, which I took down there yesterday and handed to them. They have a pantry. The food pantry that's there for those that need it on the base regularly. What I saw yesterday is not going to feed a dozen people, let alone 503. So what they're in need of, the surrounding community has been incredibly supportive. They've come up, the businesses down there, number one, Cape May supports the Coast Guard completely from what I've seen. And number two, the businesses have come up with some very creative ways of supporting the dependents with food and other things that they may need. A lot of the younger people, they have a lot of young children. I saw there's a police station just as you go in the gate. I saw people bringing diapers, all kinds of diapers, and towels, and paper products, and food, and their support, very strong support, but it needs more.
So, Joe, how long will this be? The first paycheck on the 15th that they're not getting, or
correct?
Okay, so that's the first one. Okay,
but so, understand, like I said, these are younger people. They're not the highest paid in the world. So, one check missing is a lot for them.
Well, without a doubt. Now, what's the location of the base, Joe?
The base is in Cape May, New Jersey. It's there's signs everywhere. U.S. Coast Guard base. If going down there, you can't miss it. It's probably the biggest base that the Coast Guard has in the U.S. now, being the training facility. Everyone around there knows where it's at. There's Coasties everywhere. I know when I was down there in 1965, they were very supportive. We go down there a lot. My family and I go down there a lot. And there's always Coasties around. They're very, very impressive young people. They're extraordinary young people. They're very polite young people. You're reminded many times in the Coast Guard that you came to us. We didn't come to you.
Mm-hmm.
So the level of enthusiasm for the Coast Guard as a member is extremely high. I guarantee you that 99.9%, if not higher, of the Coast Guard personnel on Thursday will be at work.
Yeah, I hear you. So your advice is they would be able to receive this at the gate there where the Coast Guard is located, what people
correct
are able to bring, food,
correct,
diapers, or products like that, whatever people can spare.
Daily needs, yep. They can, the Coast, there's an address that they can send a check to, if that's okay for me to give you that.
Sure.
It's Jersey Cape Military Spouses Club. It's 1611-1611 Pennsylvania Avenue. Unit D is in Delta. Cape May, New Jersey, 08204.
All right, let's hope that this ends pretty soon, Joe. It's a pleasure through Tom, though, to get to meet you. And again, I think I'm glad to hear people are responding in that area. I kind of agree with you. I can think of a couple turnoffs with giant signs for where the Coast Guard is located there. And
yes,
I think I've been there once. So if people get to Cape May, they'll definitely see it. They'll be able to find it pretty quickly.
If you want a tour, you let me know. That can be arranged.
Okay. All right, as we get closer to the summer, this weekend's going to be tough, but I would like to do that, Joe, and particularly if this continues.
We can work that out. Thank you, Dom.
Well, Joe, thank you. Thanks very much for coming on today to tell us about this.
Thank you. Bye.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.